Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign plans to ask for a partial recount of the Iowa caucus results after the state Democratic Party released results of its re-canvass that show Sanders and Pete Buttigieg in a tie. In the new results, Buttigieg has 563.2 state delegate equivalents, and Sanders has 563.1 state delegate equivalents. That's a margin of 0.004 percentage points. The Associated Press remains unable to declare a winner based on the available information, as the results may still not be fully accurate and are still subject to a recount. While Rod Blagojevich has left prison early, President Trump yesterday commuted the former Illinois governor's 14-year prison sentence. And Tony Arnold has more.
In talking with reporters, Trump mispronounced Blagojevich's name and said 8 years in prison is a long time.
Very far from his children. They're growing older, they're going to high school now, and they rarely get to see their father.
In fact, Blagojevich was a contestant on Trump's reality show, Celebrity Apprentice, after the governor was impeached. Trump fired him. Lately, the president's been critical of decisions made by federal prosecutors, particularly in corruption cases. But it was a jury that ultimately convicted Blagojevich of shaking down a children's hospital, racetrack owner, and of trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat. Blagojevich still had 6 years left on his prison sentence. I'm Tony Arnold.
Thanks to some generous graduates, BlackRock College has just received the largest gift in its history. The $1 million gift is from Bob and Blenda Ontiveros. He's the founder of Group O, based in Milan. BlackRock College President Tim Wine says this is just the latest gift from the couple to BlackRock College.
The funds, with the exception of the soccer startup money, will be placed in endowment, which means they will fund these endeavors into perpetuity. Instead of being a one-time gift, this is a legacy gift that will last the lifetime of all of us in this room and beyond.
The $1 million gift includes $100,000 for scholarships, $200,000 for athletic scholarships, $50,000 to begin a soccer program at Blackhawk, and $600,000 to endow a student services position to work with students from diverse backgrounds. Bob Ontiveros attended Blackhawk College and transferred to the University of Cincinnati. He founded Group O in 1974. Blenda Ontiveros studied nursing when she attended the college. Well, from now on, it should be easier for students to transfer from community colleges in Iowa to four-year institutions, both public and private. On Tuesday, officials unveiled the new statewide transfer majors program. Don Doucette, chancellor of the Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, says until now, the two- and four-year colleges have worked out bilateral agreements for transferring credits. For this, though, they worked with the Iowa Department of Education to come up with a system that tells students statewide exactly which classes will transfer.
This better defines what a transfer major should take. If they're going to transfer in history, here are the community college courses that they should take, not only in general education, but also in history, that then transfer, you know, to meet history major requirements at the university.
Participants in the transfer majors program include the three state universities in Iowa, plus some private institutions, including Clark, Iowa Wesleyan, Mount Mercy, St. Ambrose, the University of Dubuque, and Upper Iowa University. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.